Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Ross Thompson, the founder and CEP of Kovac Global. Mr. Thompson has been deeply involved in intelligence, security, and crisis management since 2006. Mr. Thompson, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, Eric, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure being with you.
And we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you as well. So if you would, tell us about your new company, Kovac Global.
Sure. So Kovac Global is the first ever indemnified membership program that will arrange for and pay for an evacuation and repatriation of the member should they get COVID-19 while traveling overseas. So it fills a massive gap in the market. Most travel or all travel insurances or other membership programs all exclude pandemics, contagious diseases, and COVID-19 in particular. So this is the first product that will actually act and respond should one of our members get diagnosed with COVID-19 while traveling.
We're definitely thankful that there's someone like you and your company, Kovac Global, to help in time of need, and appreciate the lead off and giving us some highlights on your new company. Now, I realize that during COVID-19, Kovac Global provides a valuable service to travelers. Was the company inspired by COVID, or did you have this idea before the pandemic?
So myself and my team, we've been doing crisis response and crisis management for a long time. I've personally been involved in crisis management and foreign intelligence since 2006, and so we've had a long history of providing not only security and intelligence resources overseas to individuals and corporations around the world, but also crisis response and crisis management services, and that includes medical evacuations, security extractions, kidnap and ransom response, response to extortions and different things like that. So we've been doing this for a long time, and that was what we did with our sister company, HRI. And so through HRI and some of the other organizations that we've had in the past, we've done a lot of work with the London insurance market and knew that market really well. And I personally traveled a lot between my home here in South Florida and Mexico City. I spent about half my time in Mexico City. We have an office down in Mexico City that handles most of our Latin America operations, to include kidnap and ransom and other crisis response services. And when COVID-19 hit, the travel going down there was put on hold for a number of reasons. But one of the reasons was, having a family and having a 2-year-old son. I didn't want to travel there and contract COVID. But I also didn't want to travel there and contract COVID and be stuck down in Mexico City. So with all of our resources and knowledge in the industry, I looked around and the different insurance policies, the different membership, travel assistance companies that were membership based. I looked to all those and none of them had anything that was going to support me if I got COVID-19. And so I said, well, there's got to be a better way, because, the world's going to have to start traveling again. And so we went to our friends in the London market and started asking on the reinsurance basis the question, could we produce a product, could we create, design a product that would cover the costs of flying you back home via private aircraft or air ambulance back to the United States if you were to get COVID-19 while traveling. And most of the London brokers, God bless them, thought it was kind of an impossible feat, said things like the market wouldn't touch it with a barge pole, and kind of did their kindest to kind of say, silly boy, this will never happen, or at least anytime soon. But I knew there was a demand for it, and I knew there was a need for it. So I literally picked up the directory for Lloyd's brokers, and I started calling Lloyd's brokers just down the list from A to B to C. After being after being laughed off the phone a couple dozen times, I finally got to a broker in the C's, a group called C.J. Coleman out of London, who actually took it seriously and had an entrepreneurial spirit that matched mine. And we went out and figured out how to reinsure this product. So that's what we did. It's a membership product, so it's not an insurance product. It's a membership product that has reinsurance that covers the backing. So it's got a lot of oomph, if you will, as far as being able to cover and pay and react to the circumstances. It's not a captive. It's not a self-insured type of thing. It's actually backed by the London market. So that's what we did. We created this product because it was something that we needed. It's something that I needed. And that's how it started.
Thanks for the thorough coverage, and what a time to have this in place. No doubt about that. Now, expecting the pandemic to subside in due time, will Kovac Global still be relevant? Would be my first question. And if it is, how will it change and shape along the way?
Sure. So you know, everyone's kind of got the idea of, and this was one of the problems in the beginning with working with some of the other reinsurers and some of the other groups, was that a lot of them believed that this was going to be a flash in the pan. There's going to be a vaccine, you know, imminently, and people are just going to get back to traveling, and it's going to be a non-issue, and the world will resume. And unfortunately, based on some of the recent news about the delay in vaccine, or the effectiveness of the vaccine, or the amount of people that will actually take the vaccine, because in order for it to actually be take global effect, enough people have to take it. So I think people are now starting to realize that this is not something that is going to leave us anytime soon. And it's not going to be kind of over by 2020, and we'll have a magic bullet, and this will be in the rearview mirror. This is something that's going to stick with us, whether by just a delay in vaccine, a delay in vaccine distribution, a potential morphing of COVID, a mutation, if you will, to a different COVID. And again, you have to understand that COVID-19. Stands for coronavirus disease 2019. There could be a COVID-20, 2021, 2022. You see this world, on a globalized basis now that definitely is more susceptible to these mutations, these new bugs, these different things. And the overall feeling of just a pandemic coverage, I think is incredibly interesting and moving for the world population, and that's what we've become experts on. We've become experts on underwriting and forming coverage, if you want to use the coverage, benefit programs for COVID-19, and we've become really good at that, and that lends us to being really good at the rest of the pandemics that may pop up around the world. Now, again, most insurance companies, whether it's a travel insurance or whether it's a business insurance, just totally, just take pandemics out of it, right? Business interruption insurance, all that, it's pandemics are not included in the coverage. And that's why so many of these big insurance giants around the world are just so afraid of writing anything COVID-19, because they are literally up to their eyeballs in lawsuits from everybody else that thought they had coverage against this type of thing, whether it was event cancellation, business interruption. And so, that's really something that these guys never had any experience with, right? Of course, the actuarial side of things, right? The loss ratio of the art of guessing what your losses are going to be, right? From something like this is something that no one's ever done before. We don't have enough data. We can't look back in and say in 10 years we had this much of loss ratios for this type of product, like most other insurance or travel assistance products that are indemnified. They can look back and say, well, the chances of someone having a heart attack are 0.005%. And so they have these numbers, right? So we had to do a lot of work on the math side of things to come up with the best possible estimate of what a loss ratio may look like, in obviously in an ever-evolving world of this type of disease. So we've become experts at that, and we've gotten a tremendous leg up and a tremendous head start on understanding how to cover pandemics. And then not only that, but we've been doing evacuations of COVID-19 positive patients. So when other people don't really do it, we've been doing it. So we've really become experts in the full circle of how to operate in a pandemic, how to look at it on a coverage basis, a reinsurance basis, a membership basis, and an operational basis. So the overall pandemic coverage is something that we're going to move forward with. And then obviously being able to implement some of our other skills and services, whether it's security evacuation, kidnap and ransom, traditional medical evacuation and repatriation coverage, we can add all those into this product to make something absolutely new and valuable.
Definitely a lot of insight and good information there. Much appreciated. Now, we're speaking with Mr. Ross Thompson, founder and CEP of Kovac Global, who has been deeply involved in intelligence security and crisis management since 2006, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Thompson, how are you able to gain the resources to provide the travel services needed to travelers who contract COVID?
So again, we've been doing this for a long time, and most of my team have been doing it much longer than I have. Most of my team comprises of veterans of the U.S. and allied special operations. So they are some of the best in the world at solving complex issues, working overseas, and generally just making things happen. So we've been doing this for years. So obviously we have experience, we have resources, contacts, connections in making this happen. And so we were very confident in our ability to provide these evacuations and these repatriations, if you will, because that's what they are. We're not just taking you to the nearest best hospital. We're actually flying you home via private aircraft. So it just comes from years and years and a collective institutional knowledge with our folks on the operations side and the senior leadership side, the advisory board side, that really bring to life the capabilities and the teeth, if you will, of doing this. So obviously it's a complex set of skills. It's a complex set of resources that are needed to transport a COVID-19 positive patient, and it's probably one of the more challenging things to do in the world, but it's something that we've gotten very good at, and we've really honed our skills and do it week to week.
Mr. Thompson, really appreciate your time and joining us here today and introducing Kovac Global to the audience. Certainly timely to have this option and service available for travelers, and thanks for breaking it down for us. Where can listeners get all the information online and be in touch accordingly?
Sure. So you can go to kovacglobal.com and you can enroll. We have memberships for individuals, for families, for corporations, for government agencies, for NGOs and charitable organizations, religious organizations. We cover everybody. So there's a membership that fits everybody. So if you go on to kovacglobal.com, you can either enroll directly online, or you're able to send us a note, and we can have one of our associates walk you through the enrollment. For corporations, we're happy to set up more in-depth discussions to understand what your travel demographics and patterns and needs are. Obviously, when it comes to corporations, the duty of care obligation is something that's in the forefront of the minds of all executives, protecting their people as they travel and taking that responsibility for them. So So yeah, go to kodakglobal.com and you can enroll. And we have a membership that covers your travel habits and patterns. And you know, we're just looking forward to getting people in a position where they can go pursue their passions again and get back into the world and feel safe about that.
That is certainly a huge bonus right there. Get back to almost the way things were. Really appreciate it again, Mr. Thompson. Again, folks, it is kovacglobal.com. Mr. Thompson, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, anytime. Thanks so much for having me.
It certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Ross Thompson, the founder and CEP of Kovac Global, who has been deeply involved in intelligence, security, and crisis management since 2006. And for all the details, visit kovacglobal.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.